Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 213. We are continuing our GNM studies with the SBS of the bones and joints today. We saw that the biological conflict linked to the bones and joints is a severe self-devaluation conflict or severe loss of self-worth. The conflict can affect either left side or right side or even both sides of the body depending on the principle of biological handedness of the person. In the case of a localized conflict, the bone or joint that is associated with the conflicts only will be affected. Now we are going to understand what are the possible self-devaluation conflicts that can be associated with a particular part of our skeletal system. We will go from head to foot and toes in order. Number one, skull and cervical spine. This is a very common conflict and hence very frequently met with in clinical practice. There are innumerable life situations that can trigger a serious type of self-devaluation conflict affecting the skull or cervical spine. Suppose if a person failed in discharging an intellectual task, for example, in his school or worksite, or he would have made a mistake in his intellectual performance. Another similar situation happens when his teachers, coaches, employers, or even his own colleagues, parents, and partner make serious condescending remarks on a person to feel himself stupid or slow. Now take another person who happened to be employed in an occupation that really demands high intellectual performance but fails in his part. This happens with scholars, writers, and people in academics, etc., where their self-esteem is really based on their intellectual achievements. People who are overambitious in the academic field are more likely to suffer from such conflicts. Constant repetition of mantras like, "I am an idiot," "I am not smart like others," etc. can only worsen one's intellectual self-devaluation conflict. Similar conflicts can occur with persons who have fear of failing. Persons who had to suffer as praise of unexpected injustice or a situation where he says, "This is not fair," also might trigger an intellectual self-devaluation conflict to affect the skull or cervical spine. Number two, facial bones. When the individual suffers a severe type of self-devaluation conflict concerning his image, reputation, or even his physical look. Number three, orbital eye socket. This happens due to some devaluations that affect one's eyes, like a surgery, or a comment like, "You look like a monster." Number four, jaw bones. This conflict can occur when a person feels himself not being able to bite. This can be a real conflict or a figurative one. Number four, ossicles in the ears and the mastoid bone. This may be self-devaluation conflict associated with ears, like an impairment to hear. Number five, here we consider the shoulder joints, humerus bone, that is the bone inside the upper arm, and the clavicle or collar bone together. Here the self-devaluation conflict is known as a relationship self-devaluation conflict. This conflict can occur with a person who feels that he failed as a partner, parent, son or daughter, colleague, friend or teammate. In such situations, the person usually suffers a guilt or makes self-blame like, I was not able to, or I am not being allowed to hold, embrace, or hug a person. In some sports like golf, hockey, baseball, handball, etc., where the shoulders come in very much in action, these bonds can suffer a localized self-devaluation conflict. Number 5, elbows. You must have often heard about a medical condition called tennis elbow. This occurs with a self-devaluation conflict involving the elbows. In certain sports like tennis or squash, the involvement of the elbow is very important. While playing certain musical instruments like violin or cello, the elbows are very much in action. It can occur as related to certain works where the elbows are very important. The self-devaluation associated with elbows can also occur if a person feels himself unable or having failed to embrace or hold a person or large-sized pet animals. Because in all these situations, the elbow joint comes in as important. Here we break today, friends, to continue the localized self-devaluation conflicts related to different other parts of the bones and joints tomorrow. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.